We live in a sinful and broken world. It's a world that doesn't work the way God intended it to work. And we experience the fruit of that brokenness. And it affects every one of us. From the difficulties we experience in life, relationships and those kinds of things, to health issues, to divisions in the family, to losing employment, to not being able to continue with school anymore or college for one reason or another, for lack of funds, you name it. And who among us has not made choices? The Old Testament reading today talks about the thorns and thistles of life. Who among us has not made choices that have carried with it unintended consequences? Consequences of the thorns and the thistles that our choices have produced in life. Hey, I've been around almost 71 years, I know. I know. Experience has taught me, just like it's taught you. And we make choices and decisions that we think are going to resolve specific issues in our lives. And many of those choices come out of our own sense of, well, I think this would be the right choice to make, or we try to fix a problem. And we try to do it apart from God, apart from our connection with God. That's the problem, you see. We make so many choices and decisions based on what I think life ought to be like and what I want to get out of life and what I want people to do or not do. And that's what produces the thorns and the thistles in our relationships, you name it. And so God is continually calling us to repentance with that seed that He's throwing out. Continually calling us to repentance. Like the parent who's dealing with maybe a child who has gone in a direction the parent never wanted or expected or intended. But you never give up, do you? You never give up. Because that kid is yours. And so you're continually going to use whatever circumstance, whatever opportunity you have to call that person back, that kid back into the family. And you see, God does that with us, doesn't He? God is that loving parent who uses the circumstances of our lives to accomplish His purposes. And because God is a loving God, we know that His purposes are always good. Even though sometimes we wonder, sometimes we question, sometimes we doubt. Yeah. And in the midst of that repentance, God speaks grace to us. Whenever He gets our attention, whenever we begin to see that we begin to experience God's presence in our lives, and we begin to focus not on what we want, but on what God is calling us to be. And it is then that He speaks to us those words of grace. That word of grace that comes through the Word. That word of grace that comes through the sacraments that we're going to be receiving today, where He gives us His very body and blood, in and with the bread and wine, for the forgiveness of sin. So even though we may be experiencing the unintended consequences of the choices and decisions that we've made, and we still may experience the thorns and thistles in our lives because of it, we don't have to drag it around anymore. When we receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins, that's God's creative word too, saying to us, I forgive you. What wonderful good news that is for us. And He speaks to us through prayer, which He's promised to listen to us. The God Almighty listens to us. And through the community of faith, as we come together around those who are wounded and hurting, not to blame, not to find fault, but to heal and to speak words of comfort and compassion. Repentance is the fruit that Jesus is talking about here. And out of that, the character of our lives begins to slowly change as our focus shifts from ourselves to Jesus. He speaks that word in the stillness of our heart, and we no longer take for granted the ways and means, the values and the ethics and all that stuff that the world throws on us every day. Because now we're looking at the divine gardener. Now we're looking at the divine logos. We're looking at His word. His word grows in the silence of our spirit, and we begin acting differently in our relationships with one another, and we begin to focus on them rather than ourselves. The Old Testament describes the change in Isaiah 53:13, where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of His power and love. You see, that transformation begins to take place. That transformation that will become complete when Jesus returns. And this old self will be gone forever. But it's all about God. These events will bring great honor to His name because it was His Son who died on the cross. It was His Son who comes into our lives. It is His Son, His Spirit, that speaks to us and grants us healing and wholeness. And there are two things that we experience: joy and peace. And secondly, we are told the hills will burst into song and the fields will clap their hands. Gives us a picture of God. God is there, bursting into song, clapping His hands whenever we come to that place of repentance, and He sees those changes beginning to take place in our lives, like you rejoice when you see the crops in your garden begin to grow and the corn begin to sprout up and the potatoes and all the rest that you planted out there. And you go out and you sing for joy and you clap your hands. Great! All right, as you look forward to what's to come. And that's what God does with us. So now, what do we do with that? How many people do you know out there who are still so distracted with life that all they're experiencing is thorns and thistles? Yeah, you know them, right?
Thorn.
Glad. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. An example of the community coming around someone who needs help, right? Yeah. You know those who are experiencing the thorns and thistles of life. And you know what it is that can help. Because you've experienced it for yourself. Because when all else has failed, you've gone to God. You've come before Him, and He's given you a joy and peace. Your circumstances may not change, but in the midst of it all, He gives you joy and peace because what's changed is here. What's changed is you because of the powerful working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to garden in their lives just as He has been gardening in yours. Tilling, pulling the weeds, doing all those things that it takes to get a good crop. And so also, may that fruit of repentance continually characterize our lives day to day so that the crop that God has planted in us may bear much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.